Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
What did you say?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kira. How may I assist you?
According to this, I've won a mixer from Walmart. And what do I need to do next? All I need to do is pay the $2. Right?
Okay, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code? Did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
28723.
Have you already placed the order?
Yes. Yeah, I've got everything filled out except paying my $2.
Okay, ma'am. So, okay, ma'am. So when you went and did that, you're not actually winning. You're actually entering a sweepstakes. No, ma'am. You're only entering to get put in a drawing for the end of the month to win that mixer.
Well, that wasn't what the Facebook says. It said I already won. All I need to do was call you.
Okay, so have you already put your card information and everything in?
Yes.
Okay, and you submitted it?
No, I hadn't put my card in. I was waiting to see where to put it.
The card information, it should be on the screen. It should tell you put your card information, and you should have to check the terms and conditions and press submit.
Where do I need to put it?
You don't see it on the screen, ma'am? We'll say enter card number.
No, I can't see the card number on there. I've not put it on there yet. It said to call you. Evidently, you'd tell me where to put it.
It should be out on the screen, ma'am, because we can't do any orders over the phone.
Well, it's got... I answered all the questions. And they said I had won. Congratulations. Today, the 2nd April, 2 April, 2022, you have been chosen to participate in the survey. It will only take a minute of your time, and you can receive a fantastic prize, KitchenAid Pro 1.
Okay, can you remember what your first and last name?
Bryce, my first name is Darry, DarryLeeBrySon.
Okay, ma'am, and you don't see where it says it should be right above the $2 mark or below it. It says
well,
enter your card number here.
Where do I put my number, my card number? Well, I don't know what to do. I answered all the questions, and I don't know after that what you're supposed to.
What does it say on the screen? What does it say in front of you on the screen?
It says how many members are in your family right now. Have I ever bought a cooking device? We are checking your answers. You answered 4 out of 4 questions, and I selected the ones that said, congratulations, we have successfully validated your answer. We have the chance to win one of our prizes. Try your luck, and I did.
Okay, and what does it say below that? Does it have a box where you put your card number in, or do it say pay $2 now or anything like that?
Not that I can see. It had the boxes that you had to choose one, and I chose the ones I wanted, and the middle one says I won the mixer. You did it. Congratulations. You won the KitchenAid Pro. The rooms you have will be directed to the website of your certified distributor. Enter your address and pay $2 for shipping and get a KitchenAid Pro. KitchenAid Pro will be delivered within 5 to 7 days. Congratulations, you are at today's winner. I don't know what, you know.
Okay, so it sounds like you already, if it says you won, it sounds like you already put your information in.
Yes, I already put it in. Delivery address.
Did you put the address in?
Yes, 25 Fruitful Place, Cullowhee, North Carolina.
Okay, so if you did all that, then you might just have to be waiting on that confirmation email.
Yeah, that's all I need. Claim KitchenAid tilt head mixer.
Okay, ma'am. So it's like you did everything you needed to do. So just wait on your confirmation email to get sent to you to your email.
Well, would you say that I get that? I'm happy about that. I've always wanted one, never been able to buy one. Payment is necessary to enter. Your sweepstakes must be 18 and all that stuff. Boards were prohibited. It says terms and conditions. And it don't tell where to put my number. You said they'd call me, send me a confirmation.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see a box where you got to check that box where the terms and conditions at?
I've checked all the boxes with my name and everything.
No, the terms and conditions box. Did you check that one?
What kind?
The terms and conditions.
Yeah, I've seen this and I've checked it.
Okay, you press submit order or where's my order?
It says privacy policy.
So it doesn't say submit order, rush order, process order.
Policy and your consent. Your consent, our committee to commitment to children and whatever, active information collection, disclose information. I don't see nowhere to disclose it either. Opt-out procedure, I'm not opting out. Security of information. I don't know where. Links.
Okay, so try refreshing the page and redoing it that way. And if it still doesn't work for you, just give us a call back.
Okay. Wait just a minute. It says if you have any questions, and I've already got I call that number that I called you with. 1-877-646-2263. Well, what do I do now?
Okay, try refreshing the page and going out of the page and bringing it back up. And see if you can do it that way.
Are you going to get in contact with me?
No, ma'am. You just give us a call back on this number if it doesn't go through.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.